This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to take you to the bank.
I love you, Peter. I love you too, Lisa. Lisa,
I love you. Thank you.
Lisa. Lisa. Oh, God, I love you, Lisa.
How'd you like it if I sent you some ISIS fighters? That's what our president said today to the president of France. I mean, it's just a clown show of epic proportions from President Trump today. We'll get to that at some point, I'm sure. But let's talk Vikings football. Are you with me on this statement? I feel the same about the team as I did before the game. But I'm more pessimistic. Pessimistic. Maybe that would be the better football term. Pessimistic about what will happen in January. Here's why. You have five teams in the National Football Conference. What do you like saying better, Adam? The American Football Conference or the National Football Conference?
Which do I like saying better?
Yeah, yeah. Which just sounds better. Which sounds more important?
The National Football Conference.
I think it does sound better. National Football Conference.
Yeah, you can hit the N.
Yeah,
the consonant.
Exactly.
On the front,
that sounds more important.
Very weak A.
So we got our five teams. We got your Seattle Seahawks. We got your San Francisco 49ers. We have your New Orleans Saints. We have your Green Bay Packers. And then you have your Minnesota Vikings. Then you're going to have one team that should just not be allowed in the playoffs. The winner of the NFC East. Let's just eliminate them. They have.
I like to say it's the NFC least.
Yes, thank you. They have no chance of winning the bowl, making the bowl. If the Minnesota Vikings hosted any of those other four teams at the Big Bank, and you told me yes or no, the Vikings will win against those four teams. I'm not saying like boom, 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 but one game. I would pick them to win the game. Whatever that means, by the way.
Any given Sunday.
If they play any of those teams on the road, I would pick the team on the road. I think the five teams are very close. Now, if I had to pick the best right now, I would pick your Santa Clara 49ers. We were just saying off air. 3 weeks ago or so, the Hawks, led by the dynamic vocabulary of Russell Wilson, went to the Bay Area and won that game. Ooh. Let's give you a little CNN nugget. The junior senator from California.
NBC says she's informed her staff that she's suspending her presidential.
Got multiple sources.
Kamala Harris is dropping out of the presidential race. Because I'm going to pat myself on the back about something earlier about the Vikings. Let me rip my hand away from my back because I'm the one for a year who said she will be the nominee to oppose Donald Trump.
Who are you more wrong on, Kamala Harris or Michael Thomas?
Well, we'll get to that one and ask Adam anything. But, I mean, I was extraordinarily wrong on both. But, well, let's just delve into this for 2 minutes here. What did happen, right? I mean, this is
she had her moment when she went after Biden in that debate, and it has been precipitously downhill since then.
And she had many moments even before that, right? This is someone who in California, when she was on the rise, right away people said, she's got a chance to go really far. And then when she was the attorney general, she was not way to the left. She flat out was not. And when she jumped in, think about her opening day in Oakland. Wasn't it like 25,000 people? Even Donald had to say, That was a hell of an opening presentation. She's smart, female, not way to the left, could appease both sides, African-American. What a contrast she would be to Donald Trump. What a representation she would be for the Democrats. And you're right, Dan. When she had her moment with Uncle Joe on busing, it was that was when we did the photo of me putting the ice on my shoulder, patting myself on the back, saying, I told you. Well, meanwhile, she basically had to admit the next day where Biden stood on busing 30 years ago is where she stands now. And it was a great fight. And I think SNL also nailed it on Senator Harris. She's always looking for that viral moment. She's always, dude, gotta go, right? Some phrase, Carter. She always was searching for that. And I said this multiple times the last couple of months when she was dropping. I watch her interviews. And when she was asked a specific question, it was a tap dance. It was twisting and turning, and she could not find her lane at all. She wasn't raising money. And then you had the Times with a lengthy behind-the-scenes profile about where people are saying, I've never been treated worse.
Yeah.
We have no idea what the message is. The power of her sister, and where people were attempting to disagree with the sister who was kind of running the campaign, but could they disagree with the sister? Because that was really an extension of Kamala.
I mean, for all the talk at the beginning of the campaign about Amy Klobuchar and her relationship with her staff, I mean, it sounds like it was far worse with what was going on with Kamala Harris. Just the chaos that nobody seemed to know what was going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you a second, Joe. This is a huge blow, though.
Yeah,
I mean, this is a huge blow to her. I mean, Adam, it just shows how unpredictable this whole thing was when you have so many people jumping in. And who at this point a year ago would have said Mayor Pete right now would be the candidate on the rise and Kamala Harris will be dropping out? No one?
No.
Right?
Also, as Charles Pierce points out on Twitter, as of this moment now, there are no people of color in this month's Democratic debate.
Think about that. Think about that, right? When the Democrats are trying to show we really represent America, and they have three people who are white in their 70s, you do have a man who is 37 and who has acknowledged he is gay. So that is a different representation. But, I mean, even Amy, as a female, as number five right now, she's not that out of the ordinary. So, yeah, that is a part. When you want to get a lot of the Obama voters who didn't vote as strongly, and it's way, way, way more than race, let's be clear about that. But if you're trying to contrast that, and it's a bunch of old white people in their 70s,
yeah,
good luck to you.
You're right, it's way more than race, but when it stands out that starkly, it kind of is a lot about race.
Yeah. Booker is not in the debate?
Nope, he is not qualified yet. Right, and he's desperately trying to raise money himself.
That's just it. I would have
right
thought
now.
If you, Cory Booker or Kamala Harris, who's going to drop out first? I would have said Booker and not thought a second about it.
Yeah, and I actually still think Cory Booker is a good candidate, but he hasn't. It's money, right?
Yeah.
It's because they need, and she's basically been saying here for 3 weeks, I'm going to live in Iowa. She keeps dropping. There's the poll that came out today that Bloomberg just in and was at 6%, and she had dropped to like 2% or something like that. And that same poll, by the way, Amy is at 2%. And in that same poll, Joe Biden's at 31%. And I think it's Bernie or Sanders, or Bernie or Warren is at 15 or 16. How the hell is Joe Biden up by 15 points? You know who's elated at this point? The man who's setting London on fire. I mean, he's having a viral moment every 15 minutes on Bizarro World, and this other party can't come up with a solid candidate yet. Back to the purple. You want to react into this? You certainly can. 18 past 12 on CCO. He is absolutely one of them. All right, just tuning in. Senator Kamala Harris is dropping out of the 2020 race. We started Vikings, and we did about 5-6 minutes on the news regarding Senator Harris. We certainly will circle back to that, but let's get to the Vikings here. And remind you, by the way, 10 minutes from now, Maybe some political questions for I Ask Adam Anything. I ask for mystical. I ask for thought-provoking. I ask for humorous.
Spiritual. I noticed my mic cut out yesterday on the post-show video. Jared, what happened?
Jared did some editing. He did.
Mystical, he says.
Yeah, he did some focus group work.
Yes.
A little less. Okay. What part of yesterday's loss in Seattle should bug the faithful the most? What part? Let's give some candidates here. Let me give candidates.
Oh, all right. I thought you were asking me my opinion.
Okay, go ahead.
I guess it's your show.
Go ahead, Mystical.
How about the defensive backfield of the Minnesota Vikings?
It's a strong contender. How about the defensive lineman?
I was going to say chunks of yards.
How about did Anthony Barr play yesterday? How about that guy? We'll put the quarterback in the conversation, but I'm going to dismiss him. How about the head coach? How about the special teams coach? How about just the third quarter meltdown? All of those are contenders. Cousins is off the list for me. I'm not saying like I'm going to take Cousins over Lamar right now. And I don't think Cousins had a great game yesterday, but as the game's moving along, he's got no Thielen, he's got no Delvin, he's got no Reef, and he made a number of good throws. I did not like his last decision or throw because he had four guys going out. Inside, you got Smith and Rudolph. Outside, you got Diggs and was it BC or I don't know, maybe Ahmad Rashad. I don't know.
Hassan Jones.
Hassan Jones, exactly. And it was the quick decision to go to the kid, to go to Irv, who I like. The way Rudolph was playing, though. And he's running that same route on the top side on our television. Again, I'm not saying I know the reads, right? And I don't know 100%. And like Stefanski's texting me. Like if his immediate move is right away to Smith in that play or he's picking up on something and he's deciding on the inside routes. But right now, Kyle Rudolph is catching everything. Everything. And he's so big. He's got one-on-one coverage. I throw it there, and then I didn't love the throw. I'm not sure if Smith slowed down a little bit, but outside of that, I like the Trib, which is too friendly of a grader with Cousins, I think, when they do the 0 to 10. They gave him a 7. I go 7.5.
Yeah, that's fair.
I go in that here. To me, it's okay, here's where after I totally blew the Senator Harris one and totally blew the Michael Thomas one, this one I think we were right on, but they've fallen further. 2017, this defense was really, really good. And then in the last six quarters of that season against the Saints and the Eagles, they were exposed. 2018, they still were good, right? They still were top 10, but they weren't close to 2017. And I kept hearing from people I respect and know, say, well, we know their defense is really good. It's about the offense. And I kept saying, yeah, the defense is good, but how far has it fallen from 17? I did not think collectively that they would turn into so feeble against the pass. And then, by the way, give up 218 yards against the rush. And so let's just do a couple theories here. Let's start with the coach, who's the head coach, who is the defense coordinator, basically. Okay? I know George Edwards is there. And he might be very, very smart. And maybe he'll get a job and be great. But come on. It's Zim's defense. Zim's calling the plays. And he does the same thing every offseason. You know, I might step back. He never does. That's his baby. What if they've caught up to the Zim scheme? Football changes all the time. All these sports change all the time. That's one theory. Here's another one. Hot take. They're all 2 years older. They're all 2 years older.
Not an old man's league yet.
Linval, older. I guess I can say all of them are older. I don't need to go name them. Shockingly,
Harrison Smith is actually younger.
Exactly.
Two years younger than he was 2 years ago.
Put that on Twitter. People are going the other way, right? So that's an issue. The interior line from a couple years ago, well, how about even last year when they had Sheldon Richardson, who, you know, at minimum is an above average player, if not a very good player. Now they got Shamar Stephan, who I know we were raving him out about his technique. Well, the team they play last night say, hey, it was nice to know you, Shamar. See you. And then Linval, by the way, the numbers on Linval, the inner analytics on Linval, haven't been that great all year. Have not been great all year. Anthony Barr's making huge money. And I don't doubt there's a lot of things he does, Adam, in the normal procedure. But as far as you notice him and his presence on the field, for a guy who's making that type of money, not close. The former number one cornerback, man, he is...
looks cooked.
Well, he's good for theater. He is good for theater because he needs to be a wrestler. Because it's two out of every three games where in at some
he
point in the game...
he uses that helmet, boy.
He has some injury where you think he's really hurt. This is not a small one. He's going to be out for a while. And literally every time so far, it's two series later, he's back on the field. Because when he went out yesterday, I think that was even the one where you tweeted, I don't want to see it again.
Even there was another tweet that said, ooh, that looked really ugly. And I was like, I don't know. Because it looked like he got his arm caught.
Yeah.
And thought maybe it would rip the arm out of the sock or something.
But get ready for the WWE because he can sell the bump very, very well. He comes back in. He gets a dumb penalty on extending when he's throwing, I think, Carson out. And I get 10 years ago, that's not a penalty. It is now. It just is. And then the total confusion when Harrison Smith gets to freelance a lot. And he's freelancing, he's going to come up and he's going to rush the quarterback. Rhodes has to see him. And then he lets the receiver run by him and he just doesn't have a kick anymore. He just does not have the legs. It's like looking at a picture of you now compared to 10 years ago. When I started here, you were fresh, you were young, you were vibrant, you had vigor. I've sucked all of that out of you.
This is true.
You know? And he handled it well. Yeah. On the field.
Yes.
Arms up the air, gesticulating. Yeah. Good word, by the way. Gesticulating. Yeah. You know, and then Zimmer's barking at him. He's barking at Barr. Then he's caressing Harrison Smith. They got defensive woes. They got defensive problems. They're now much closer to middle of the pack.
You mentioned Adam 10 years ago.
Look at that.
That was the picture.
That I mean, honestly, he sucked the life out of me though
yeah,
too.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, I'm aware of that picture. Yeah. Thank you.
So if you had to pick one on the defense, I'm wondering about Zim right now. Has Zim adapted enough, and is he just too loyal to some of his guys? Now, he took Rhodes out for a couple series, and Rhodes gets beat on a play and then lowers the helmet and creates the fumble. But Zim's calling card for a decade plus was great defense coordinator, and then his calling card getting this job was defense coordinator, and his calling card was taking a horrible defense and turning them into one of the best defenses. Doesn't he have to be front and center on what the hell's happened to this defense?
What else? It's not like it's like you just mentioned. Well, you laid out perfectly. It's not one situation. It's not only the defensive backfield. It's the linebackers. It's the line. And yes, if it's personnel, then get new personnel.
Yeah,
you got to see that.
And they've drafted a lot of cornerbacks. Yeah. Right? They keep drafting cornerbacks, and guess what? When they don't bring back Rhodes next year because they're not going to pay him that much money, they're going to have to bring back another cornerback high because Waynes is a free agent and he's going to get plenty of money on the market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.